Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Happy holiday to you, but if you'd like to update your celebration, take a hint from historian Kenneth C. Davis.
It's here, the 4th of July, Independence Day, and at ball games, fireworks displays, and parades across all 50 states, we'll be hearing it again and again and again. Our national anthem, but sometimes with butchered lyrics and off-key music. Don't get me wrong, I love the anthem. I get chills hearing it sometimes. The lovely Whitney Houston at Super Bowl 25. But let's be honest, sometimes it is cringeworthy.
Oh, say, can you see
by the dawn's early light
what a party we have
at the last gleaming north track.
Back in 1905, before it was the official anthem, the New York Times complained that the song's range was beyond that of the average voice and a poor choice for a national anthem. Opera's first superstar, Enrico Caruso, liked to sing it, but he had trouble with the words and concocted a phonetic version. Went like this. O se ken you su by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last glimming. Whew, not easy, right? But a little history. Francis Scott Key wrote those hard-to-sing words nearly 200 years ago, during the War of 1812. An attorney involved in negotiations aboard a British ship, Key watched Fort McHenry in Baltimore Harbor being bombarded, and he saw the American flag still flying above the fort and was inspired to write The Defense of Fort McHenry. His poem was later set to an old English drinking song. Yes, a drinking song. But Key's song became popular over the years. Woodrow Wilson had it played at official events back in 1916, but it was not recognized as the national anthem until Herbert Hoover signed it into law in 1931. So now, in the early light of a new century, here's a modest proposal. America should rethink the anthem. Anthem version 2.0. First, how about dropping the bursting bombs and glaring rockets? A more peaceable anthem is in order.
This is the dawning of the age.
No, hair won't cut it. How about a different one for your favorite genre, like a country music hit?
And I'm proud to be an American.
Aging hippies might go for Woody Guthrie.
This land is your land.
While rockers rock out to The Boss. And if our anthem was based off of a British song, why can't hip-hop fans enjoy this tune from the British musician Estelle?
I'm liking this American boy, American boy.
Me, personally, I lean toward the Godfather of Soul. But maybe we should revise the anthem concept entirely. How about one song that we all like that speaks of a more perfect world and is an all-American classic? Got it! Now, when you stand up at the stadium, all you have to do is click your heels together 3 times. Now go pursue happiness.
That's historian Kenneth C. Davis, author of the forthcoming Don't Know Much About the American Presidents. Check out his playlist and add your songs at thetakeaway.org.